Good morning. Good to have your company here at the Caravan and Camping Show this morning on 6PR with me, John, and I'm joined by journalist Greg Bearup. He and, well, it's got written here, his gorgeous partner went on quite some adventure. It took them almost a year, travelling 45,000 kilometres. Can you imagine? Greg, you're a champion. What made you decide to just pack up and travel?
Well, we had this approach to write a book about a Highway 1, and it kind of morphed into Adventures in Caravanistan, which is the book that we wrote. So we spent almost 12 months on the road with our little baby son, and we travelled with the show people across Western Queensland. We met up with the poet Les Murray. We spent time in a really remote Aboriginal community in the Tanami Desert. We sort of hung out with a former Sydney neurosurgeon in Tasmania who was translating ancient Greek and Chinese poetry. So we wanted to look at Australia, I suppose, through these interesting people. So that's what we did over those 12 months.
Now, I could maybe I could do a lap of Australia, the lap of honour. But how did you meet these people? You must be extroverts. How do you meet these extraordinary people?
Well, some of them we kind of ran into. Some of them we sought out. I mean, Jade Hurley, I don't know if you know the ageing nightclub singer.
Oh, you better believe it, and How I Lied, all those great songs.
So, Jade, we were just driving along the road one day, and I saw Jade Hurley's tour thing, and I said to Lisa, there's Jade Hurley, let's go on tour with Jade. So, you know, we pulled in along beside him, and you know, we went to a few of his shows and met him and his wife, and camped with them as they were travelling, you know, doing the show circuit. So some of them we sort of just came across. Others were sort of story ideas that we had. Like, we knew that the show people travelled all the way through Western Queensland up into the Northern Territory each year. So I sort of sought them out and hooked up with some of the show people and travelled with them. And, you know, they came about in lots of other methods as well, but we had to, you know, it was kind of, we had to sort of seek them out. There was a lot of hard work getting them, actually.
So you've got some really interesting stories about these remarkable people. What's a bit of an inside story on Jade Hurley, for instance? So what warmed your heart to him?
Look, Jade was a really nice guy, and what had happened was that Jade had made a lot of money, you know, when he was on the Mike Walsh show, and you know, he sold lots of his albums, went to number one, and he actually stood. He was the you know, he stood for the to be the member for Tweed, for Tweed Heads, at one stage. So he was sort of sitting pretty, and then he got involved in a bad investment scheme, and he actually got ripped off by some guy, you know, who he invested his money with. And Jade was his partner, actually, so he lost lots of money. So he went broke, and he nearly lost everything. And he and his wife Barbara had gone back on the road, at, you know, at the age of sort of 65 to try and you know, claw back some stuff for retirement. So it was a story about him sort of, you know, coming back, trying to sort of make things right.
Gee, real inspiration, isn't it? Real inspiration. Yeah. What a fellow. Yeah. Good on you, Jade Hurley. And I got to say, too, when you talk about you took your baby, we're really talking a baby, 11 months old.
Yes. He had his first birthday in a caravan park at Wanji Wanji. He learned to walk at Longreach, in a caravan park in Longreach. So, he was a baby. And He wasn't a baby that slept all that well, so...
Well, I'm not surprised. You did take him right around the country, and talk about learning to walk, he'd need to, because fuel's expensive.
Exactly. We'd pull into some caravan parks, and, you know, they'd be tightly packed around us, and then after a few days, there'd be this enormous sort of exclusion zone, you know, around our caravan, and this little boy who, you know, was an intermittent sleeper.
Now, you took your gorgeous partner, Lisa Upton. Mm-hmm. How did the two of you get on? Because couples get on great when they got space, but, gee, when you're squashed into a little area and then there's a baby crying, did you have to work on some special techniques to get along, or did it work out nice?
Lisa and I get on remarkably well. We'd lived overseas together. We lived and worked together in Pakistan and Afghanistan under pretty trying circumstances over there before this. But, you know, it gets on your nerves. Like I kind of say in the book that, you know, a caravan is like a boxing tent, a boxing ring. There's nowhere to hide. But we did have some great fights, but overall we got on pretty well. But it took a lot of effort to do that. So there were some tense times.
Well, how about a relationship class right now? How did you get over the tough times? For those who go travelling around the country with their loved one, what's one tip from the two of you as to getting along?
Look, I think you just have to have it out when things get too rough, and then just move on the next day. You know, you can't let things simmer because you're in the car for a long time travelling around Australia. I mean, we did do 45,000 k's, as you say, so you don't want to be sulking. You don't want any sulking at all.
That's right.
Like on a caravan trip.
Make it clear. You got a problem. You butter your bread the wrong side. Let's do this. You eat your biscuits funny. Let's get it sorted out right now.
Yeah, that's right. If I can only last for one day at the longest.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, that'd be a good rule to make, wouldn't it, for your relationship? Just say, whatever fight we have, it's got a 24-hour period. That's it. We have to work it out. Now, what about facts and figures about your caravan of four-wheel drive? Tell us a little bit about that, because we've got people who love the statistics.
Look, we had a Volvo XC70, and we were very generously sponsored by Volvo, but it was a terrific vehicle, especially because it had kind of quite a big motor on it, and we could sort of see exactly at any one time there was a computer on board that told us the exact amount of fuel we were using, and it was really efficient. Like, we were sort of doing between 12 and 13 litres per 100 kilometres. Does that sound right? Yeah, 12 or 13 litres per 100 kilometres, you know, towing a caravan, which is really good. And the caravan was a Jayco Expander, which is one of those caravans that folds out at the ends. Which was terrific for us as a family because it gave us a little bit of extra space. You know, it's a 16-foot caravan, but, you know, when you put the beds down at either end, it gave you that little bit of extra space.
That's absolutely what you need. What would you change about your caravan for next time? What do you think maybe makes it even better?
I think we would pack better. I mean, we have this kind of romantic ideal that we'd sit sort of underneath the stars reading lots of books and whatnot. I mean, but by the end of most days, we're so tired we're in bed by 8:30, you know. So we kind of pack better, and we'd know what to do. If we were going to do it, we'd be more experienced in how we travelled. It took us a long while to actually work out how to travel and how to travel properly. I mean, I'd never been in a caravan before. And, you know, we're trying to work and we're trying to do all that sort of stuff. So it took a while to settle into being comfortable in a caravan.
Yeah, I could imagine. They do take a little while. I love caravans. I just can't get enough of caravans. All those little doors and cupboards and the clever way they make everything fit. What about the bed? It's all very well to go travelling, but we like a really comfortable bed. Did you make any modifications there, or was the stock standard one
ready? No, the bed was really comfy, actually. It was just a mattress that folded out, and the bed folded down. But it was really comfortable. We really enjoyed it. Yeah, we sort of started to get into it. It's kind of a little travelling cocoon, and it was great too that, you know, while we were travelling around Australia, for Joe it was the same. You know, he had the same spot every night. We were there all the time, so it was actually a really stable environment to have a child in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because while the situation was changing daily, he had his little cocoon of the caravan, which stayed the same all the time.
Well, you've certainly inspired me, Greg. This is a real adventure. And I'll remind that this book is entitled Adventures in Caravanistan, Adventures in Caravanistan. And it's released through Random House. A tremendous, really nice story. And you and Lisa and little Joe there on your remarkable almost 12-month journey as you travel those 45,000 kilometres. Thanks, Greg. It's really nice. And if you've had an adventure, maybe perhaps not as exciting as the one that we've just had a chat with now, you've travelled around Australia, you've done the big Highway 1, you've done the Lap of Honour, I would really like to hear from you. on 922 11 882. Ring me right now, 922 11 882.